Chapter 43. De Roquefort brought one brother with him as he entered the cemetery. The remaining three waited outside. Clever what Marcnel had done, using the secret room as a diversion. They'd most likely stayed inside only long enough for his scout to leave the church. Then they hid in the confessional until he'd ensconced himself in the sacristy. He told the brother standing next to him to search left, and he went right, where he came across Ernst Scoville's grave. 4 months ago, he'd first learned of the former master's interest in Scoville and sent a brother to monitor him. Bugging Scoville's telephone, he'd learned about Stephanie Nell's plans to obtain the book. But when it became clear that Scoville was merely leading her on, intent on thwarting her efforts, a speeding car solved his potential interference. De Roquefort had personally handled Scoville's killing, involving no one at the Abbey, since he could ill afford to explain why outright murder was necessary. The brother returned from the other side of the cemetery and reported, "Nothing." Where could they have gone? His gaze settled on the wall that lined the outer edge. He stepped to a spot where the wall rose only breast high. He glanced over and caught a glimpse of Cotton Malone turning from the wall's north side to its west.
"They're on a ledge, moving toward the Tour Magdala. Stop them. I'm going to the Belvedere."